any, what we say is that any good economic plan always emerged through national consultation. This is exactly what happened here. Starting from the interest groups, you build it, you come up to national consultation, you get a kind of debate going on. So it's not surprising that we'll morph through different processes. That is what good economic planning and development is all about. Now, whether it's final stage, whether it is at its final stage or not, only one body can give you that authority. That's the Prime Minister, by the way. I can't.
Well,
when the Prime Minister signs off on it, with everyone involved, then it becomes final. But with anything, you have to go through consultation. No way in the world you develop your current plan, just government can't put someone on the table and accept it. So that's a given.
Well, then that's exactly what I'm saying. They don't give the government the praises for developing a beautiful plan when most of the input was from the callers out here along with the unions. That's all I'm saying. Balance it. You have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, Strakers Tenantry. We try to get another call here. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're on the air. Yes, hello.
What happens if no public servants take at the bond?
All right. We addressed that earlier, but I'll just let Dr. Greenidge take that quickly.
Yeah, as you say, we addressed it earlier, but very simply, it really is that every public servant say gives me cash, then bonds will still be issued and instantaneously converted so they get public servants get their cash. But somebody else will own the bond because those bonds will then be sold in the secondary market to other agents and nationals and corporations that would benefit from the 5%. So it's still a chief wealth objective. In that unfortunate case, though, it means that public servants would not benefit upfront in the primary, given the preference to benefit from the 65% return. But it works.
Are you sure the government hasn't been asked to reduce its wage bill?
My friend, we have been very transparent in everything put over there. I've given a number of presentations. You can download it from the government website or the IMF website. All of the different reports that have been given since the beginning of the BERT program. And you can see where all the focus has been. Not if they were issued reducing wage bill, it will be told already, it will be in public domain. There's nothing here that you don't know, that nobody don't know, that I know more than you. In fact, we are going to IMF board on the 3rd of June. This is Wednesday. You can get the report by Wednesday evening, and you can see what we have agreed upon, what our program looks like, what our response to COVID is, and you can see everything, my brother. Nothing is being put on the table here.
Do you have a follow-up question, sir?
No. Okay.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Miss Wellington.
Sorry. Changa.
Yes, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Just quickly to mention, because since I opened the door, talking about going to the IMF board on Wednesday, we've met our targets that we set for ourselves. But more importantly, that means that after we go to the board and want to approve, I told you earlier our reserves are $1.7 billion. We're going to get another $49 million U.S., which is part of the normal program support. But we are also going to get augmentation of $990 million U.S. as a direct, to help us in our direct response to COVID, which will push our reserves above the 20 somebody week of cover. So this is to say that we have enough cushion, we have a buffer that we can appropriately respond and do what we need to do. Just thought I'm going to talk about going to the board.
I have a suggestion here on the WhatsApp that this whole program is just being done just in case government is not quite sure how long we're not going to be able to get tourism going again. You want to quickly respond to that before we go to the next
one?
Everything
is done. We have a scenario. We know that tourism will take a while to come back. Mm-hmm. We're hoping by the end of the year, but we're planning for the long term. So everything is being done in line of what we expect will happen and how long this shock will last about it. But more importantly, we had to start to look at ways to mop up the unemployment that's being generated by the impact. And as I mentioned earlier, claims the NAS is in excess of 40,000. That's about a third of the workforce. So the government has a responsibility. It just can't stay down. It has to try to start to do things to mop it up. It just can't wait for tourism to come back. Got to get capital works going in the areas of what it can, like repairing buildings, painting schools, repairing schools, doing world work, environmentally, that getting personal there to earn some money and make it and be able to mop up some of our environment and eat, and so they don't have any social issues. So it's part of the response.
Yeah. Let's take the next call. Yes. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Go right ahead.
Sir, since you spoke about the IMF, this is the third year of government, I am not hearing anything about Article 4. That don't exist anymore? Or that's not important? Dr. Green?
Hey, Frank. If you go, we have in the second year of our program. We have four reviews. The program began in October 1st, 2018. They've been at least, we're in our fourth review, so three reports. The third report,
are
which was
public?
Published.
Yes, yes.
Google, I
haven't seen, I haven't heard. I don't hear anybody talk about it.
Chief, you asked me a question. Let me finish, please.
Please, go
so
ahead.
Because it's not, your question is very important, but I want the listeners to be able to hear the response so they can benefit from your question.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Google and Google IMF and Barbados, you'll see all the reports there. And the last one, which came out, I think, in the beginning of this year, is the Article 4 consultation with a program part of it. So all the information is there. Now, your point is that perhaps we can have more debate, and I think that's a role for the university and other areas, so we can have a discussion about what's in the report. And we're willing to do that. We do have these discussions along the different economic groups. Barbados Economic Society, I think, put on something recent. We have asked the economists. So, yeah, there's a need. And if you're saying there's a need to do more of that, that's fine. I accept that. That's okay.
But sir, before that, you were publishing the papers. Now you're telling me to Google it.
No. They were publishing papers, my friend, coordination check. Every time a report comes out, brass that, the radio stations, everybody talks about it. People know.
Is it from Great Britain? I haven't heard. My friend,
I cannot account for what you have heard or not heard. I'm telling you it was there. You were here. Everybody can tell you. Ask the average Joe. He will tell you that Barbados has been upgraded 4 or 5 times since we started this program. Ask the average person out there. They will tell
Dr.
you about
Greenwich.
Our position.
Dr. Greenwich.
Yes, sir.
Heard the upgrade. I am wondering where the upgrades are coming from. We are still owed international debt. We are about to get $49 million more from the IMF. We are not paying those bills. How are
you
upgrades coming?
Of course. Listen, let me tell you. I'm happy you asked the question. I'm happy you asked this question. I'm very quick time I tell you in. Prior to the program, we have what I sometimes refer as the horsemen of the apocalypse of economics. We have debt ranging
176%. Break it down.
Let me
break
finish.
It down the
We had, exactly. So our debt was 176% of GDP. What that means that out of every tax dollar we received, government was paying 65 cents on the dollar in debt, paying off the debt. And therefore, you had not enough to do other things, and you had to borrow more money. We fixed that. So now the BERT program fixed that. We are now paying 22 cents on the dollar. That is what you can see the capital program stepping up and things happening. That brings confidence. That means you get an upgrade. At the same time, back time, we have $420 million such amount in reserve. Exchange rate was on the track, my friend. Since then, as of just this week, we have $1.7 billion in reserves. And shifting it between expensive debt to cheap debt. You talk about IMF money, IMF debt that we borrow, because if you're in a hole, you can't get out unless somebody help you. So you have to get some funds. IMF borrowing is less than 1%. When we restructured that, we have debt that was crazy priced. This Credit Suisse loan was 11.74% before restructuring. Now our debt is down to 1.2%. We are borrowing funds to give you 4% and things like that. So we fixed the debt. We fixed the reserves. That's confidence. You can understand where you get upgrades. But most importantly, we fixed the fiscal. district deficit is averaging 7%. It's now primary surpluses, my friend. So based on the debt position, the improved fiscal position, the fact that your reserves are no longer a threat, and we have an abundance of reserve at central bank, government, oh, I should mention one thing. One of the most important things of a single that government is doing what it's supposed to do is when you pay your debt when it comes due. Before the BRRRR program, we had $1.9 billion in arrears. After setting off between intergovernment arrears, we have $1.2 billion. Today, we have about $200-plus million in arrears. Just pay down five, we pay down reserves. Sorry, arrears, which puts money in economy. So hold on a minute.
Let me ask one more question. Have you served?
I answer your question about the agreed or?
No, not really. You answer it like a king.
I answer your question. Why the rating agency agreed? What's the next question?
Right, but here's the question: have we addressed the prison debt? Have you paid any money towards that? Because that was $30 million.
The prison debt has been restructured, my friend. We have dealt with that already. That is a done deal. Yes.
So we owe the prison debt less, or we still owe them the same, because we say restructured. It means that I would like to think that the debt has been extended. You give them more years, which can cost us more money.
I don't want to take away focus on what we're discussing here. The discussion on the prison debt, when you go to the IMF report that coming out on Wednesday, you will see the issues with prison debt in there. But for like to say, we have no external debt or domestic debt that needs to be restructured. Our debt before COVID was 118% of GDP, and we have restructured all of that.
All right. I was asking, Mr. Sherry, are you there now?
Yes, I am here.
Right. I have Anderson Sherry here on the line, and Dr. Grinch, he has a proposal that he wants to share with the public and himself on these bonds. Go ahead, Mr. Sherry.
Yeah. First, Dr. Grinch, I want to say that I want the savings, the four savings, I think is a very good idea. I think that home put it together is the true bar. A couple of questions I want to ask first before they speak about the proposal. One, the 10% that y'all are using as savings, how is the government looking to invest that for that to earn money?
By investing in the Capital Works program, that generates growth, so cuts employment, and puts us in a position to repay later. Don't forget, when the economy grows, we reduce tax rates, but the base grows. To get more income, you are in position to be fiscally sustainable and service your debt.
Okay. So I see the way how it's being spent, but still, you have to pay tax to increase the growth, huh?
Maybe I didn't explain myself. If the government takes $100 million and put in the economy, it generates employment and growth. The economy is growing. The cake you're coming from the same tax is more. That allows you to pay your debt.
Good, understood. Can the program also be extended to businesses and their employees?
No, because we keep it simple. What we are trying to achieve, fiscal savings. We don't pay business employees. However, they can benefit by purchasing the bonds that public servants choose to give up from the central bank website or any financial institution or anybody who has them, and they can benefit from the returns on the bonds.
Okay, another question. The businesses that will benefit from the physical space that's created, the Assaulters Association, who I'm probably chairman of, and we know that the past most governments promised that they will give a percentage of the work to small businesses. Now, we have a body that have around 25 members strong, around 350 employees, and if you're looking to, and if you average about $2 million per company, which is about $50 million for us as fathers, would it be possible that we can purchase bonds for the part of any work that is given to us, any work that is given to us,
if we could come together. For instance, let's say we have $50 million in work coming to us, and we say we put 10% of that or 20% of that into bonds that give you a little bit more room to do more. But we too get some kind of form of the work that's given out.
So first of all, you're going to benefit directly from the increased capital expenditure because the areas, not one of the areas that tackle will be also environmental cleanup and the full sanitation program. I don't have any details at hand, but you would definitely benefit. By addition to that, your workers.
Correct.
Your workers. If any those who are not employed with government can still, you can pool together money and buy your bonds again on the secondary market.
Right.
I mean, later down the road, we are looking at pandemic. So a dirty bond that will also provide insurance for savings. But you and your workers can buy directly from the secondary market, central bank, or any financial institution. And if workers in that area of sanitation anyway, are part of the government program, they will benefit directly too.
So we're speaking about companies now. Can companies then, so that you can have
companies can buy from bonds on the secondary market.
But I mean the same mechanism as the employee. Like how a civil servant, he get 10% of his money taken out. Can we do the same?
No. Unless you're employed by government,
an agreement
you
can
won't
be
get
made?
That.
Sorry?
No, that's a different program because it doesn't achieve more objectives. You have to focus on objectives. You can still benefit from savings from bank and central bank, but government paying somebody who are not on the wage bill will not achieve our objective. So we got to focus on your objective.
Sorry?
When you go
off
track your objective, huh?
Say that again, please.
But you still benefit.
No, say how you say that. I missed what you just said.
I'm saying that unless someone is on government wage bills, they won't get the bonds up front and benefit from the primary field. But they can still go on the central bank website or any financial institution. They know some public servants have the bond and buy and benefit that way. If you're talking about you getting paid through capital program in cash and part bond, that's not something we contemplate at the moment. That's not part of this program. Doesn't mean we will look at it in future, but it's not part of this program.
Okay. Understood.
All right, Mr. Sherry, thank you very much. Ms. Wellington, are you happy with the process of the sale of the bonds so that maybe some of the people in the bank and some of your customers, if they want to purchase bonds, they can do that through the bank? Are you happy with this whole process? She's not there either. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we're hearing the theme. This was a very interesting Brass Tacks Sunday. We had a really great topic, and I'd like to thank Dr. Kevin Greenidge for making himself available to discuss the BOSS program. That is the Barbados Optional Savings Scheme that will hopefully start in July. I think, yes, in July. And we also like to thank Mr. Tony Marshall, Mr. Halley Haynes, and Ms. Donna Wellington for participating. It was certainly very enlightening, as our producer, Mr. Dennis Johnson, said. We have been having some issues here, not of our own making, but we try to get the program out. I told a number of people on the WhatsApp who were complaining about the streaming. These are the ones from overseas, that we were having this difficulty. We also want to thank, of course, our sponsors, Williams Industries Inc., for every week for the last several years being involved with the Brass Tacks program. I hope that everyone who listened today would have been able to at least become more familiar with what this program is all about. We also brought in some of the questions from the PDP and their concerns as well. So I think we had a pretty well-rounded presentation. This is Sanka Price, over and out. Thank you.